Righteousness by faith defined. In answer to the question as to why, with the message of righteousness by faith being so important, did not Ellen White devote a book to the subject, it might be said that while it is the basis of salvation, it is a very simple matter and one that springs out here and there all through her articles and books. Three well-balanced compilations of E.G. White materials set forth the precious truth of righteousness by faith as taught in her writings, Christ Our Righteousness, compiled by A.G. Daniels and published in 1928, and two compilations issued by the Ellen G. White Estate, a 50-page section, Christ Our Righteousness, in Selected Messages, Book 1, published in 1958, and the 122-page Faith and Works, published in 1979, she summed it up in a testimony written May 1, 1895, addressed to the Battle Creek Church. The Lord in His great mercy sent a most precious message to His people through Elders Wagoner and Jones. His message was to bring more prominently before the world the uplifted Savior, the sacrifice for the sins of the whole world. It presented justification through faith in the surety. It invited the people to receive the righteousness of Christ, which is made manifest in obedience to all the commandments of God. Many had lost sight of Jesus. They needed to have their eyes directed to His divine person, His merits, and His changeless love for the human family. All power is given into His hands, that He may dispense rich gifts unto men, imparting the priceless gift of His own righteousness to the helpless human agent. This is the message that God commanded to be given to the world. It is the third angel's message, which is to be proclaimed with a loud voice, and attended with the outpouring of His Spirit in a large measure. The efficacy of the blood of Christ was to be presented to the people with freshness and power, that their faith might lay hold upon its merits. Unless he makes it his life business to behold the uplifted Savior, and by faith to accept the merits which it is his privilege to claim, the sinner can no more be saved than Peter could walk upon the water unless he kept his eyes fixed steadily upon Jesus. Now it has been Satan's determined purpose to eclipse the view of Jesus, and lead men to look to man, and trust to man, and be educated to expect help from man. For years the church has been looking to man, and expecting much from man, but not looking to Jesus, in whom our hopes of eternal life are centered. Therefore God gave to His servants a testimony that presented the truth as it is in Jesus, which is the third angel's message, in clear, distinct lines,